Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. We are now on the Mishnah in the Darim Daf Pei Gimel Amud Bet in the 11th Perek. Konam Sha'ani Nehana or She'ani Nehana Labriot. If a woman takes a vow that she refuses Hana'a from anybody, Eina Yechol Afer, the husband cannot reject the Neder. We'll have to see why. And remember, this all is, as we've already established, all is Reb Yossi's approach and not Rabbanan. But she may take those gifts to the poor, leket shikcha umpeya. Leket is the gleanings, shikcha the forgotten sheaf, and peya the corner of the field that's not harvested. Notice Maserani is not mentioned there, we'll deal with that in the Gemara. Now, konam kohanim ulevim nehanimli, if she takes a ban and does not allow any kohanim ulevim to get benefit from her, then what happens with trumot to maserot? Itlu al korcho. They come and take it, al korcha really, against her will, they're able to take it. Kohanim elu, vim elu nehanimli, but if she points to particular kohanim ulevim and bans them from getting benefit, then itlu acherim. Then the ban is maintained and other kohanim ulevim come and take trumot to maserot. Now the first question is, what do we understand of the word briot? Which says, I'm not going to get benefit from the creatures, from the briot. Alma, efshar de mitzanami delay. Obviously from the fact that the husband may not reject the neder, it proves that she can be fed by him. Because otherwise, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that's inui nefesh. Bichlal debala, bichlal briotu. That means that when she bans getting benefit from the briot, her husband is not included. What she means is other people. And that's how we understand it. So, ema seifa, but then look at the second half of the first clause. Yicholah lehenot b'leket shikhopel. It says she's allowed to get benefit from gifts to the poor. But the text does not say she can get benefit from her husband. Just from those gifts to the poor, because they're essentially hefker. So that tells you that when a woman takes a ban from benefiting from the creatures, that includes her husband. Is her husband included in briot, or does briot mean outside people? So now we have three approaches to it. Amar ula leolam la. Obviously, there's only two answers, but we'll see three approaches. Amar ula leolam la bichlal briotu. A husband is not considered part of the briot, which means, of course, that the question is on the second half of the mission of the first clause. The on en yachol hafer. What the Mishnah means to say is that the husband cannot be made fair because she can eat his stuff. And besides that, she can also have like a shikopeh, just another reason. Rava amar liolam baal bichlal briotu. Rava says the opposite, that when she bans getting benefit from people, she includes her husband in that. Matam kamar, and the text is now explaining why he cannot be made fair. Matam ein yachol afer mnei shechol alen up like a shikhopia, because she can benefit, she can eat like a shikhopia, opea, therefore he cannot reject the ban, but not because she can benefit from him, because she may not, because when she says briot, that includes him. Rav Nachman amar liolam baal la bichlal briotu. He agrees with Ula's position that when the woman bans briot, that does not include the husband. This is what it means. Even if he divorces her, she still has an outlet. In other words, if she ban benefit from all briot while she's married to her husband, he's not included. Because the Baal love Bichlal Briotu. But after he divorces her, what's she going to do? She still has a way out, which is like a Chikhopea. Now, Eitre Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava, who maintains that Briot includes the Baal, challenges his Rebbe Rav Nachman, who says it's not. Baal love Bichlal Briotu. Vatanan, we have the Mishnah at the end of the Mesechet. Netula animin ha-Yehudim. If a woman takes a ban and says, I am removed from all Jews, that refers to relations. Yafer Chalko te Misham Shato. The husband rejects the ban vis-a-vis his own relationship with her, and she continues to have relations with him. But the ban is effective for everybody else. If you're going to say that when she banned Yehudim, that does not include the husband, how can he be made fair? What's to be made fair? If you, Rav Nachman, say that when she bans people, she doesn't mean her husband, then when she said to him, it doesn't include her husband. There's nothing to reject. So the Olam Eimelach Rav Nachman answers as follows: Shani Hacha Demucha Milta Dal Heterika Asranafsha. Normally, Baal is not included. However, here it's clear when she said on Netulan Amina Yudim, she's only referring to the husband, because everybody else is prohibited to her because she's married. So the only one that this could have an effect on would be her husband, and that's what she means in that case. But normally, when she says, I'm not going to get benefit from people, she's not including her husband, somebody she regularly gets benefit from, she means other people. All right, next piece. V'loktaniv maaser ani. Our Mishnah, as I pointed out, does not include maaser ani, that tithe which is given in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, which is given to the poor. It doesn't say that she can get that. V'atani a brayta of maaser ani, and we have a brayta that says that she may. So let's see if we can put this together and answer both the difference between maaser ani and leket shechapeya, which is why she would be still banned from maaser ani, but not from those three, and also to resolve the brayta and the omission or mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha. So Rav Yosef is now going to answer the brayta versus our mishnah. Ha Reb Eliezer, ha Rabbanan. We'll see. Did not. Reb Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzirich Likrot Shem Al Ma'aser Ani Shel Dmai. This is a Mishnah Dmai. He says that when you take Dmai, which is produce bought from an Am Haaretz who is suspected of not separating Shemot to Ma'aserot, Reb Eliezer says you do not have to even designate or declare Ma'aser Ani. Once you've separated Truma and Trumat Maser and Maser Shein and defined Maser Rishon and separated Maser Sheni, you're okay. You don't have to do, if it's the year of Maser Ani, you don't have to do it. That's Reb Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim mekorei shem in tzurich lafrish. Chachamim say you have to define it, but you don't have to separate it out. Why? We assume as follows. My love, l'mandam sfeiko tovel. We assume that according to Rabbanan, sfeiko tovel, meaning if I have a safek whether or not maaser ani was taken, then the entire produce is inedible. And therefore, kesavra ilei tovatana, therefore the person who owns it has tovatana. There's some value to the fact of which ani they're going to give it to. And therefore, since the guy who owns the produce has the benefit and the value of deciding which poor person he's going to give it to, therefore the woman's not allowed to get it. Therefore, that would be the Mishnah that did not allow her to get Maaser Ani. And that would fit with Rabbanan. And according to Reb Eliezer, it says you don't even have to declare Maaser Ani in Dmai. His position is that if I'm not sure if Maaser Ani was taken, then the thing is not, the whole bunch is not Tevel. Therefore, since I don't really need to separate this out in order to eat it, there is no Tovatana'a, there is no value added to the owner to determine which poor person or which Levi or which Kohen he gives it to. Therefore, therefore, the woman is allowed to get benefit from the maaser ani, because the maaser ani is really not a value of any sort, and that would be the brayta. So that is Rav Yosef. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye, as the Ran points out, attacks Rav Yosef's resolution of the brayta versus the Mishnah. The Chulei Amas Feika Tovel, explaining the machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. Rabbi says, everybody agrees Feiko Tovel. If you're not sure whether or not Maaser Ani was taken, you can't eat the produce. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, Bahakim and Pagi, their disagreement is about Maaser Ani itself. Rabbi Eliezer, Savar Lo Nechshedu Amei Haaretz Maaser Ani. Rabbi Eliezer says, we don't suspect that Amei Haaretz did not separate Maaser Ani. Why? Kevan Dilu Mafkar Nichse Vahave Ani Vishakalehu. Since, after all, if he wanted to, he could on the spot declare everything he owns null and void. He'd be himself become a poor person. He himself could eat the maaser ani. Therefore, it doesn't bother him to separate it out. Leipseide doesn't have a loss. For Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan hold, nichse lo mifkarin inish. A person doesn't declare all of his holdings ownerless. He's afraid somebody else will come along and swoop him up before he has a chance to reclaim them. And therefore, Hilkach Nechshedu, therefore, the Amei Haaretz are suspected of not separating Maaser Ani because they don't like to lose that money. And they don't reason that, you know what, I myself could be an Ani through this machination, and therefore I'm not losing anything. They don't do that reasoning because they don't want to be mafkir the Nechassim. So Abaye says the Machloker or Belezer or Abaron has nothing to do with our issue. It has to do simply with whether or not we suspect that Amei Haaretz separate Maaser Ani or not. Rava now comes to give an alternate resolution to our essential problem about whether the woman can benefit from Maaser Ani, and challenges Rav Yosef, and he says, In the Parsha of Biur Ma'asrot, in Parsha of Kitavo, it says, V'natatala leviv lager. On the third and sixth year, Erev Pesach, you have to take all the Ma'asrot that you didn't give and give them to the poor person. So that's Ma'asar M'chalek P'toch HaBayit. That you give to the poor. If that's the case, you choose which poor man to give to. You can't give it to a woman who banned benefit from all people. Shemachi Asur Le'le Tanuye. And therefore, that's the one referred to in our Mishnah, where Ma'asarani is still disallowed. Kan Ma'asarani M'chalek P'toch HaGranot. However, Ma'asarani that is given in its proper time at the granary when you separate all the tithes out, that you just leave there and Anim come and pick it up, and therefore she can pick it up along with everybody else because it's basically hefker. Kevan dichtiv bevihnachtav isharecha. There it says, leave it by your gates. Not give it, but leave it. Therefore, shari leila tenuye. She's allowed to get benefit. Literally, the translation is he's allowed to get benefit. We're talking about the ani, but in this case, it's the woman. Now, the second half of the Mishnah talked about the woman banning Kohanim and Levim. So now, Alma Tova Tana Ina Mamon. What do we see from here? That if she bans all Kohanim and Levim, they can come and take Trumot and Masorot against her will. So you see that Tova Tana is not called Mamon, meaning your discretion about which Kohen and Levi to give it to is not considered a value. And if that's the case, then she is not benefiting any particular Kohen when he comes and takes Trumot. So Ima Seifa, but if that's the case, look at the end of the Mishnah. Kohanim Eilu Levim Eilu Nenim Li, if she bans particular Kohanim and Levim from getting benefit from her, Yitlu Acherim, then others have to come. Those ones really are banned. Avalahani Lo, Ama Tova Tana Mamun. What do we see from there? That Tova Tana is considered a value. And therefore, if she banned Kohen X and Levi Y, they cannot come and benefit because her discretion of giving Trumot and Masrot to them as opposed to others is considered a value. How do we answer that? I'm Rav Hoshaya Lokasha. Now, his solution is a little bit strange because it means that this one clause of the Mishnah is half one opinion, half another. Ha Rebbe, Ha Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. The first half is Rebbe, the second half is Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. We'll see. Titania Gonev Tivlo Shel Chaviro. If a person steals Tevel, produce that was not separate, not tithed, from another fellow, Va'achlo, and then he ate it up. Mishalim lo dmei tivlo, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to pay him the full amount of what you stole. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Eino Mishalim ela dmei chulin shibo. He says you only have to pay the amount besides what had to be separated. If you stole 100 apples, you have to pay about 80 apples. That's minus the 2 for Truma, and the 8, and the 9 for, the 9.8 for Masa Rishon, and then the 8.1 for Masa Sheni, etc. Because that's not something that he really owns. Now, my love, Bahakami Palgi, don't we claim that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi are disagreeing about the following? The Rabbi Savar Tovatana Mamon, Rabbi holds that Tovatana is a value, and therefore the owner owns 80% of the stuff that he could eat, and the other 20% that goes to Kohanim and Levim, he has the discretion over who it goes to, and that's a value to him also. And therefore, you have to pay him for the whole thing. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not considered a value. So therefore, you say, aha, the first half of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Tovatana Eino Mamon, and therefore Kohanim Levim can come and take it by force. And the second half is Rebbe who says that Tovatana is Mamon, and therefore the Kohanim that she banned cannot take it. That's what we think right now. We're obviously not very happy with splitting one clause of the Mishnah into two opposing opinions. Look, the Chuli Alma Tova Tana Eina Mamon. Everybody agrees that Tova Tana is not really a value, that discretion of who to give it to. Halahacha b'matonet shelohu ramu kamipalgi. Really, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe are arguing about whether or not tithes that have not yet been separated are considered already separated. That according to Rebbe, they are not considered separated, and therefore it's the entire thing that you stole. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, they are already considered separated, and all you really stole was the chulin. But that doesn't make sense, because if you're going to say that Tovatana is not a value, then what do I care whether they were separated or weren't separated? You're saying that this disagreement specifically revolves around a case of Tevel. Why would I care? If Tovatana Eino Mamon, what if I already separated it and then the guy stole everything? I would still be the same halacha. El Hainu Tamid de Rebbe. You know why Rebbe says what he does, which reflects nothing about our Mishnah? Kansur Abonim Leganov Keichel Lo Lignov. He says, really, you should only have to pay for the chulin. But the rabbis fined the thief for being a thief and said you have to pay for the whole value. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar, Kansur Abonim the Balabai Keichel Lo Lishi Letivle. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the opposite. They fined the owner to lose the amount besides chulin and not get it paid back because he did a bad thing by leaving untithed produce around. You have to tithe right away, and they fined him so that he shouldn't in the future leave untithed produce around, which means that we have not yet solved out the problem with the first and the second half of the end of the Mishnah. Kohanim may come. If all Kohanim are banned, they can come and take Trumot, but only if some of them are banned, then they can't take, and others have to come and take. So Rava Marshani Truma, the Hainu Taima, the Yitlo Akorcho, Rava says, you know why the Kohanim can come and take if they're all banned? Shum de Truma lochazia le Kohanim. Since Truma is only fit for Kohanim, Chavan de Koati le Mesra Layu, and since she's banning all the Kohanim from the Truma, Shaviyaf Abama, she's basically made her Truma into worthless stuff since nobody can eat it. Since it's worthless, now everybody will agree there is no mammon here, there is no value here, and therefore all Kohanim can come and take it. On the other hand, if she only bans particular Kohanim, this stuff still has value, and her discretion of which of the unbanned Kohanim to give it to is a value, and therefore the banned Kohanim may not come and take that truma. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll pick up at the next Mishnah, Konam She'ini Osa Alpi Abba, which is the fourth Mishnah in the Perek, as we continue in our study of the final Perek of Masachet Nedarim. Everybody should have a wonderful day.